Afternoon, this is my way to work, and it's a proper way to work today because I've got my netbook in hand. I'm making a short trip from my lovely house to Carrow Road for tonight, to this afternoon's game. Well, we got about an hour and a half to kick off, heading down to Carrow Road, Norwich City versus Leeds. It's a fantastic game in prospect this afternoon. I think we're all looking forward to it. Obviously, there's been big games at Carrow Road over the last few years, but they've all been kind of surrounded by the issues of relegation and struggle and survival. And whereas you go into those kind of games knowing that they're big, you're also low on confidence in terms of what your players are going to manage to do. There's all the pressure of survival as opposed to the joys of being at the other end of the table. The whole feeling of it's completely different. This way round, it's top of the table. Norwich have got everything. Well, they haven't really got anything to lose this afternoon. I think it's more about what Leeds have got to lose. The simple fact is, I think if Norwich win those 3 points, will take them 11 points clear of second and third, depending on what Millwall do. And they'll be on 82 points, I think. So, with home games against Gillingham and Stockport and MK Dons, I'd be pretty sure they'd be able to get the 9 points they need to see them up and let the good times roll. But of course, if they do lose, they're not really going to lose much, apart from maybe the odd bit of psychology, that psychological edge they've got over Leeds. I always think Leeds have got a result in them. I didn't think they'd lose to Millwall. I'm not really convinced they'll lose this afternoon. I think as long as Norwich avoid getting beaten themselves, should be happy days. But I can't wait. I'm chuffed to bits that I'm doing the live coverage for it. And if you want to join me, please do www.pinken.com/live and say hello if you want to. Hopefully I'll get to practice my bold goal text. I only use it in bold when it's Norwich, obviously.